Time now for Hidden History. Today, I'm trudging through a nature preserve just north of Route 6A in West Barnstable with historian Nancy Vale Shoemaker.
Walking along a path that will eventually give us a view of one of the drilling holes, not the biggest one.
There's a fresh coating of snow, and we make our way down a path to the edge of what looks like a pond. It's actually the flooded clay pit from the West Barnstable Brick Company, the ruins of which lie just out of view on the opposite side.
Kind of in that group of trees and beyond to the northeast.
Shoemaker says the story begins 18 to 20,000 years ago when the glaciers came south and melted, leaving behind large deposits of clay.
It was near the surface and very accessible. So in 1820, Noah Bradford, a potter, had a site here, and he made clay pots, bean pots, dishes out of the clay, and he had a wood-burning kiln to dry it out. He had that till 1832 and died. By 1878, Noah Bradford Jr., or his son, started up the West Barnstable Brick Company. He ran the company successfully. Then by 1887, it continued on as the West Barnstable Brick Factory, but with the Makepeace family quite involved. William Makepeace and the father, A.D. Makepeace, who's considered the father of Cape Cod cranberries. He was quite a businessman, and he turned it around into a really thriving commercial business.
The structures on the 17-acre compound housed a kiln, a mixing area, and a building for the brick molds.
A lot of the work took place out in the open. They were in, I describe it as almost like meatloaf pans. They were in the shape of the brick, and they first had to mix it all in one of the buildings, mix the clay and water and a red coloring, and I don't know what the material was in the red coloring. And then they would pound them down into the forms, and they would sit there for weeks to dry out.
The factory produced millions of bricks each year. Most were used to build structures on Cape Cod, including the main building at the Marconi Wireless Station in Wellfleet. That building has long since succumbed to erosion, but a few brick chunks of the original structure still lie scattered around the Marconi site today.
How many people did the brick factory employ at its height, and were they mostly local people?
Yes. The most I know of was 23 employees, and they were mostly Portuguese and Finnish immigrants who came here, found that there was work to be had here, and had their friends come here, and there's still a lot of Portuguese and Finnish families here. In fact, Our Lady of Hope Church, which is a Catholic church just across Route 6A, is made entirely of West Barnstable bricks. So in 1914, 1915, the Portuguese workers particularly, who were Catholic, wanted to build their new church. They donated their time, the bricks were sold to them at cost, and they looked at every single brick to make sure they were all of the same color. So when you go in Our Lady of Hope Church, it almost looks fake. You wonder why it looks different, because someone cared so much about the standardization of color in the in the church.
In the early 1930s, the government adopted a new standard for brick measurements, but the size of the West Barnstable bricks was about half an inch short of the mark. It would have been too costly to upgrade the machinery to adapt to the new size. And company owners faced more bad news. While drilling to see how much clay remained at the site, they hit an artesian well. That's where water is under enough pressure to force it to the surface without pumping.
So the water really sprung up on its own with its own power and flooded not just the pit with the clay, but most of the grounds of the factory.
The company went into foreclosure in December of 1933. Today, the remnants of the West Barnstable Brick Company sit on protected land owned by the Arenda Wildlife Trust.
What's left is a few arched brick walls that show that it was a factory, but they are crumbling and crumbling quickly. Nature has taken over. There's, you know, Phragmites and hopefully a few cat-nine-tails, but, yeah. Nature has taken in, and it's a wetlands more than not.